The land in question is a flat stretch along Halibut Point Road. In 2006, voters approved of a plan to turn that 3.3-acre parcel into a neighborhood of affordable homes. For Assemblymember Ben Maiasato, the stakes could not be higher.
We are losing people in our community because they can't afford to live here. This here is a step. We're doing something.
If it is a step, it's a measured step. The land is divided into three lots, and the Sika Community Development Corporation wanted to unite them all into a neighborhood of 13 cottage-style homes. But only one lot, number 1306, next to the veterinary hospital, was on the table for sale. City Attorney Robin Kochak said this was a stopgap measure in case the dream of affordable homes wasn't fulfilled.
That limits the city's liability. We're only out one lot, not that entire area. So before the other two are considered for sale, we can see, the assembly can see, how the SCDC is faring. If this is going through, or if there's, you know, things within them or external to them that might be prohibiting them from building the way they want it.
The assembly added another layer of protection in the form of an amendment that would require a final platting or mapping of the lot to take place to ensure it doesn't cross into city property. On lot number 1306, the SCDC wants to build six homes, 2 one-bedroom, 2 two-bedroom, and 2 three-bedroom. They would range in size from 700 to 1,200 square feet, so no bigger than half of a singles tennis court. Before voting, Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeiss fired off several questions. His biggest concern was about where the money to build the neighborhood would come from.
It would be somewhat worrisome to give land to somebody who just had an idea and no backing behind it. So could you explain any financial ability to complete this project?
Randy Huey, the board president for SCDC, said all the funding came from grants from the Rasmussen Foundation. His hope is that if the project wins a Tier 2 grant, Rasmussen will bear the costs below the ground, utilities, drainage, and that homeowners will bear the cost of construction above the ground. Huey admitted that the coffers were low.
Does this organization have in the bank the money to develop this property in and of itself right now? No. But we believe that we have the support of those who do, who are eager to see a community land trust for housing succeed in this state, because the problems we face in Sitka are very widespread.
Huey added that Rasmussen had invited Sitka to speak at a housing summit to be hosted by the governor this January. Eisenbeiss also wondered what protections were in place for the city, should the SCDC not deliver. If the sale passes, the land is locked up in the community land trust through a 99-year covenant. Assemblymember Matthew Hunter said that while the lease seems daunting, he considered it a balanced risk.
Now, the 99 years seems like a long time, but one may remember that Hong Kong had a 99-year agreement with the Chinese, and that, well, I don't know where that came from, but I'm sorry, because that's not, anyway. What I've tried to say is I feel comfortable that this will be a long-term affordable housing entity.
Depending on how this all pans out, the city will potentially sell the remaining parcels, number 1410 and number 1414, to the SCDC to realize their vision of a 13-house neighborhood with 2 rental units. It was this feature that caught the interest most of Assemblymember Tristan Gavon.
When we talk about affordable housing in Sitka, we're talking about affordable home ownership, which a big chunk of this plan helps to address. But then we're also talking about affordable rentals. And so I think that's something to point to and also to really get behind this project in the community land trust models.
The proposed sale will return to the Assembly's plate for a second and final reading at a future meeting. As the executive director of the Sitka Community Development Corporation, Mayor Min McConnell recused herself from the vote. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.